case number 23-142. So the appellant and issuing authority appellant, please come forward.
You'll be right here.
Sit over here. Come sit over
here. No, I'm speaking to the trooper. Thank you.
If you'll be testifying today, you can come sit up here.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all, please. Just where we can hear you better and you can hear us better. It's a big room. Okay, so we will begin with a brief opening statement by the issuing authority.
Thank you.
Please identify yourself and your witness.
Yes. My name is Jennifer Miller. I represent the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. With me?
Trooper Flanagan.
Spell the last name, please.
F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N.
Okay, thank you. All right, you can proceed with a brief opening statement.
Thank you. Good morning. This matter presents a question of suitability. This case arises from a verbal, alcohol-fueled altercation between the appellant and his girlfriend, which escalated. The appellant, who had been drinking, informed his girlfriend he wanted to take their baby on a motorcycle. She objected due to his intoxication. He then informed her that he wanted to take the children to get ice cream. She again objected and took them herself. When she returned home, the appellant indicated that he wanted to take their baby on an ATV ride. She again did not want him to do so. The argument escalated. In response, he grabbed her by the arm. She kneed him while she was holding the baby. She kneed him to let her go. He then retrieved a firearm and pointed it in her face, telling her that he was going to take the baby and asking her, demanding that she leave the home. This altercation occurred in front of their children. His girlfriend then went to the police to report what occurred. The police came to the scene. When they arrived, they located a rifle with no trigger guard lying on a couch in the house. There were two children in the home at the time who could have accessed that unsecured firearm. Thank you.
If you'd like, you can make a brief opening statement, a few sentences of what you're going to show us. If you'd like, you don't have to.
Okay. I think you guys know that from the other court it was dismissed. My property was returned to reply to that. There was a shotgun that was on the couch. The two kids were in the room, but there was no ammo, no nothing. It's just as lethal as a bat. Unless you hit somebody in the head, it's not going to go off by itself. It wasn't loaded. There was no ammo anywhere. It was being cleaned. It was actually opened apart on the couch. I guess I'm coming to keep talking, so
That's fine. Thank you. Okay, so you can proceed.
Thank you. I'm going to call Trooper Flanagan. Mr. Flanagan, can you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Trooper Robert Flanagan. I'm a trooper for Connecticut State Police, so we're Troop B in North Canaan.
And on June 4th, 2022, where were you working?
Troop B in North Canaan, the Patrol 4, which is Harlan Park, Hampstead, New Hartford.
And on that day, did you take a verbal statement from someone regarding an incident involving the appellant?
I did.
Okay. And what did that individual report to you?
That she'd gotten into an argument with the individual about wanting to go on a motorcycle ride to get ice cream.
And what happened after that, after they had that argument about the ice cream?
She ended up taking the kids herself, came back, got into a further argument about wanting to go on an ATV ride.
And what happened from there when she indicated she did not want him to do so?
I grabbed her on the arm. The argument escalated further. She ended up striking him to get away. Then he pointed a gun at her face.
And did he say anything to her when he pointed the gun at her face?
Well, he was threatening her.
Did she indicate whether she was afraid of him at that time?
Yeah, absolutely. She was crying.
And what did she do after he did that?
She went to Winsted Police to try to report it. And then they brought it to our attention because it's under our jurisdiction.
And was it your understanding she had one of the children with her at the time?
Correct. It was in the lobby. Baby was in a carriage. She was rocking it back and forth.
And your understanding was there were other children in the home?
Yes.
During this incident? And this all occurred, as you understand, in front of the children? Is that what she indicated?
Correct.
Including the pointing the firearm at her while she had the baby?
Correct, in her arms.
Okay. And when you arrived on the scene, I believe you went to the scene after this, taking the statement, is that correct?
Yes.
When you arrived there, was the appellant still in possession of a firearm?
Yes, it was in his waistband. When we took him into custody, he acknowledged it was in his waistband. So while we took him into custody, we secured that firearm from him.
And did he say anything to you when you met with him? Or when you encountered him?
I don't recall.
Okay. And what did you observe in the house after you took the appellant into custody?
A firearm on the couch.
And what was the condition of that firearm?
this point I can recall.
Thank you very much. Any other questions?
Would you like to cross-examine the witness?
Do you recall if that gun was opened or in any cleaning state? Was there a cleaning kit next to that gun?
I don't recall.
Okay. There was a cleaning kit next to that gun. That was kind of like the worst time ever for any incident to happen.
Okay, you can tell us what you want, but this is just questioning him for the moment.
Also, when you went into my room after I acknowledged that I had a gun on me, and I stated that, and you guys removed my gun, and I informed you that you were going to find my safe open because I had just opened my safe to put my gun on me. Because you guys came to my house at 11:30, real late at night. I was sleeping in the bed with my two kids, and my dog was barking. So, like always, whenever something like that happens, I open my safe and put my gun on me.
Yeah, there's got to be a question in the form of a question.
Okay. You remember seeing my safe open when you came to my room?
I can't recall unless it was in my report.
Okay. So you don't recall taking me to custody, going in my room, seeing my safe open, because that would be the unsafe storage, or is it the shotgun that's the unsafe storage?
It would be the shotgun on the couch in front of children without trigger lock and outside of the safe, that with you not within vicinity. That's unsafe storage.
Okay. You don't recall it being a part in the cleaning kit next to it?
I don't recall unless it was in my report.
Do you guys have body camera, body footage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other
questions? That's the state, no.
Okay, all right. Does the board have any questions of the witness?
What was the gun that he had in the...
The
handgun?
That was a shotgun. That was on the couch. And that was her shotgun, and I was clean.
It's actually this one. So, okay, gun that was pointed allegedly at... I'm assuming it's... Is this the person we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What was the gun that was pointed at her?
It was a handgun.
Okay. And what kind of handgun was that?
As far as make and model.
Well, best you can, yeah.
There were several firearms that were taken from the house, so I can't, yeah, unless I have my report in front of me, I can't factually state which firearm it was.
I understand. But he had one in his waistband.
Correct.
When you took one from it. Was it loaded?
Please,
sir. I'm sorry.
You'll have your turn, sir.
I can't stay unless I'm seeing the report.
Did someone make it safe, or was that you, or was it somebody else?
Sorry.
Was it somebody else who actually took the gun from the appellant at the scene, the handgun?
There was two of us there that had taken him into custody, so either me or my partner.
Okay, so it may not have been you.
It was a Marine. Are you a Marine, sir?
Stop.
Hey,
it's not your
fault. I'm sorry.
Wait, I know you're anxious to tell us your story, but you'll get a chance.
I don't mean to be rude.
No, I understand. You guys, we're here all the time to see this the way to go, so... You're going to get plenty of time to tell your side. All right, thank you.
Yes.
So this was a complaint from the appellant's girlfriend, correct?
Correct.
She actually went to the Winstead Police Department and made the complaint.
Correct.
And because it was probably close to the line, the state police, it was your jurisdiction.
Correct.
So. And you, do you recall, did you speak to the complainant?
I did.
And do you recall, did she give you after the verbal statement, did she also put this in writing in a written statement form?
She did not. The complaint was taken to be verbal.
Okay.
Any other questions by the board? Okay, now it's your turn. You can tell us.
Okay, that was the worst day of my life. All right. I'm an 82nd Airborne veteran, 11.5 months overseas. A lot of bad days there. This was the worst day of my life. Prior to that day, literally a day or two before, she was starting to have concerns of my older son and his interest in guns. We had a safe that had a glass face. And we're like, well, that's not gonna really do the job. So I went out and bought another safe. So when these troopers came into my room, they saw two safes. Guns and ammo are supposed to be separate. They had seen guns and ammo in the same safe because we haven't transferred it over to the other safe yet, like the store. I'm skipping parts. Let me just back up to what happened that day. Alcohol had a big effect on what happened. I've acknowledged that, and I had a problem with drinking that did have a role in my actions. I did grab her by the arm. We kind of have a submissive, dominant relationship, but that wasn't what was supposed to take place there. It's something that I always do. I remember the incident being about the ATV. Nothing about a motorcycler going for ice cream. It was supposed to be to ride the ATV. Something that I do all the time. So that was my confusion. I was working a lot Monday through Friday. I was working in Riverdale. I was going only home on the weekends. She was home all the time watching the kids. It was a real tenseful situation, a real tenseful relationship. And Monday, she needed a lot more help than I was giving her. And we just were arguing and always at each other during that time. I feel that it was kind of just a controlling thing of you're not going to take them. We had a disagreement. I did grab her by the arm. She did try to knee me. The baby was in the stroller in the kitchen. I mean, in the car seat. It was not in her hand. When that happened, I told the kids to go to their room. The kids were on their way already in the room. I went out into my sidewalk. I was pissed. I walked back and forth. I grabbed my gun in my holster, like this duck billed. Came inside and was fucking every other thing. I was pissed. I was waving. There was no finger on the trigger. There was no holding of that. There was no threatening manner other than me using my hands on my way to put it in the safe, because that's exactly where it went. It went in the safe. She left. I sat there for a long time expecting the cops to show up at any moment. That's how that went. My mom took my kids out. I stayed home. Prior to even that happening, I was cleaning her rifle. That was her shotgun that was on the couch. I was cleaning that, and I left it apart. It was apart. Now, I know it's not, you know, I know you don't like hearing it, but it's just, that weapon posed no threat, unless the kids know how to put it together and got their hands on ammo. So, it was neglected, it was left there. But I don't see how it posed any threat. Was it the way it was supposed to be? No, I did wrong. That's not how it should be stored or kept. But the incident happened and that just got forgot on the couch in the corner. And that's just how it was. That's what they felt. It wasn't anything that was waiting for them to show up. It was nothing that was anything like that. It was a shotgun apart next to an orange brand new cleaning kit. That's how that happened. When I heard the troopers come, I went to the safe, opened the safe, put my gun in, and then I looked outside and I didn't see anybody. And then I saw the car. And then as soon as I saw him, I said, I have my gun on me. They came over. I believe I talked to him. I talked to somebody else who said something about being a big guy and that we know you're a veteran and I'm a Marine. And I was irritated and I said, well, we're cut from a different cloth. I remember speaking to him because I'm 82nd. And he was the one who took me in. He put me in the handcuffs and he held me. You held me. He held me in the handcuffs. It was the other officer who went through the safe and was reading off serial numbers and all this other stuff and collecting my guns. Before we went into the house, I told him they were going to find my safe open because I just went and grabbed my money. So I thought that was the unsafe storage, having the safe open with the kids in the room. When I thought somebody was in the house, I called my mom. When they came in, my mom was inside the room with my kids. It was not like my kids were unattended inside of a room with a safe and ammo. And at the time, one of my kids was 14, the other kids was 10. They don't have any acknowledgement of guns. Now my 10-year-old is 12 and he wants to go hunting. That's why I'm at the mercy of the board. I don't know what you guys do or how it goes. I just want to go hunting. I don't really give a shit about carrying my gun through the streets. After being through this situation and talking to law, to lawyers, I understand I don't have the freedoms that I thought I had. Not to say, but you know, you can't just defend yourself without there being repercussions. He gave me examples of him defending a lawyer who used his gun in his house when somebody was in the house. And he still, you know, I don't want to find myself in that. I can defend myself with a blade or just by hand. I don't need a gun. I don't really care about having a gun. I just want to go hunt. So I don't know how that works. I don't know. I went through all the steps for the court, for psychology, classes, everything else, to have my case dismissed and all my property to be returned. I feel like my pistol permit is part of my property. I understand your guys' concern and questions on what happened, but at no point were the kids in any danger.
Okay.
I know that's kind of bouncing around, but I'm not really good at this.
Thank you, it's pretty complete.
Yeah.
All right. You'd like to cross-examination?
I would.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, did you indicate that you were under the influence at the time?
Yes.
Okay, so you said that you thought it was a power and control issue, why she didn't want you to take the children on a motorcycle or an ATV?
Correct.
So
we were just having arguments of stress.
It wouldn't be because you were under the influence of alcohol that she didn't want you to take the kids on a motor vehicle?
No, that would be part of it, yeah.
Okay, so it really,
yes.
Is it a control or power issue, or was it a safety issue for your children?
I would say a mixture of both.
You understand it's unlawful to drive under the influence of alcohol?
Right.
And it's a felony to do so with children?
I understand. I was talking about ATV in my yard.
And not a motorcycle?
No. ATV in my yard.
So?
I have a three-wheeler that I ride around my 3 acres, and go nice and slow in first gear. I'm going to have fun.
Okay. Did you, when you told her to leave the residence, were you gesturing with the firearm?
No.
You said you were holding the rifle, or the handgun,
mm-hmm.
and moving around with it.
Yeah, I just came back in the room like, I can't believe you tried to kick me in the balls. Fuck you, this is ridiculous. That's what I was saying.
And you didn't ask that she leave the house?
No.
Okay. But you do acknowledge that you had the gun in your hand at some point?
I had it duck-billed in the holster. Yes,
okay.
The gun was not solely in my hand. It was not pointed for every manner. I know the difference between threatening and not. That was not.
Did you tell the police that you did not gesture at her with a handgun?
Yes, because I did not gesture at her with a handgun.
But you were holding a handgun yelling at her. Is that accurate?
I was speaking to her using hand gestures holding a gun. I guess there's a diff.
Yeah, is that correct?
No.
Okay. And did you engage in that altercation with the children in the house?
Initially, yes.
The children were in the house not for the entire argument?
Nope. They were not present for me coming back into the house yelling and everything else. I had told them to go to their room and yell when she tried to meet me in the balls.
But they were in the home, sir. Is
yes, they went upstairs in their room, yes.
So my question was, were they in the home?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you started off before indicating that your oldest child, when this all began during that day,
mm-hmm.
you and the witness had been speaking about the fact that your oldest child was developing an interest in guns. Is that correct?
That was weeks ago, that's why I said nothing. So re-ask me that question again, so pay attention.
Did your oldest child develop an interest in guns, sir?
Years ago, but he wanted to start shooting and going out, and that was just, you know, you watch the news, you watch how parents are getting held accountable for the kids' actions and everything else. She brought it to my attention. We thought how a glass face safe was not a good way of, you know.
And that was a discussion you were having that day, is that correct?
No. The safe was purchased days before that incident, and I was just explaining how when they came into my room, they would see two safes, because we were moving stuff over to separate guns and ammo. We used to have them in ammo cans, and the guns in the safe, and we bought two separate safes.
And that was because of your son's interest, you believed in guns. That's what you indicated, is that
was
correct?
Her, yes.
Okay,
interest, okay. But there was no concern of, was there I get where you're going with this, but yeah.
Well, sir, you indicated that your children had no interest in guns, but you started off by saying that they did. So I'm just trying to clarify that your oldest son had interest.
Yes,
okay, and
he was
14. Okay, and so
he
was in the house when there was a rifle on the couch. Is that correct? An unsecured rifle on the couch.
Yes.
With a trigger guard that was not on. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Apart and no ammo. Yes.
That I understand. That's
no,
your
I
position.
Understand.
Sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
It's not going to go off on its own.
Okay, sir. No further questions. Thank you.
Board, have any questions? Anyone?
Sure. So, you said you, and maybe I missed, maybe you, I didn't hear correctly, but you said that alcohol was an issue. You've sort of done things. Have you done anything regarding the alcohol issue?
Yeah. I don't drink nearly as much as I did.
Okay.
I take responsibility for that action and what that did. I asked my boss. I'm not working Monday through Friday. I'm home every day now. It's just changed.
You're just not drinking as much. I mean,
right.
any programs, anything, you know?
No, I did
just
what the court
own?
Asked me.
Yep.
I did what the
which
court
was,
asked me.
Which was?
I went to psychiatrist, I believe. I went to their, I believe that was an alcohol course that I went to.
Is that part of a accelerated rehabilitation,
yes.
AR program?
Yeah, that was $500 for that, and then there was the therapist, and then I had to do therapy for the year, or the whole time until the court. I met all their needs, and I thought I did what they needed.
You said that at no time was anybody in any danger.
Right.
Being under the influence and carrying and having a firearm on you,
mm-hmm.
was the handgun loaded?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So you're just carrying the handgun in the holster in your waistband, it was never loaded?
No, there's. You mean like there was not loaded, like cocked and loaded. There was rounds in the magazine. Yes.
Okay, so it was loaded.
Okay. Yes.
And so being under the influence,
mm-hmm.
and having the firearm on you, you don't see the nexus of that being dangerous.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Alcohol had a big impact on that day. Yes.
Okay. But
those two don't mix. They're not supposed to go together.
Yeah, but you did say though, at no time was anybody in danger.
Right.
Yet there
would I harm anybody in my house? No. Nobody was in danger. Yeah, I would. No one's in danger. I would not harm anybody in my house, my family.
Not saying you would, but
no. I'm
but
just,
under but under the influence, accidentally with the firearm on you, you don't see that. I'm just saying.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
I agree with you on that. But
all right. And what kind of firearm was on the?
MP-45.
Oh, on the couch was a...
Oh, no. On the couch was her Mossberg 500
okay.
shotgun.
Because it goes back between whether a rifle or a shotgun.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I was asking.
Yeah.
That's all I have, sir.
Any other questions?
I guess someone else have some?
I did.
Go ahead.
What was the condition of the shotgun? How was it placed on the couch?
The shotgun was on the left of the couch, cracked open, and... the cleaning kit was right next to it because it was on the table when I was sitting on the couch cleaning it. And then we went out, so I put it to the side of the couch with the cleaning kit, and that was where it stayed because when we came back from going out, we had the altercation, things happened, and I just, you know.
So when you say cracked apart, what does that mean?
It's open. It's open, it's not assembled, it's not.
So just for clarity, when
like
you
a
say
like a double barrel, when you cock it forward, you got to put the two
okay.
rounds in it.
So was it a break action?
Yes.
And it was broken open?
Yes.
Where you can pick it up and put it back together. Like not, there was no pin out, you just pull up the barrel and it's able to fire. That's what I'm asking, I want to know the condition.
Sure, if you were to have...
That's what I want to know, is it broken apart,
yes.
disconnected, or is it in, it's just the action was open?
The action was open.
Okay, so that's what you mean by apart.
The action was open.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about the handgun in your discussion with your girlfriend? How did that? I just want to clarify how.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after we're near the fridge and the baby's back there in the stroller, the car seat, and she gestured to knee me in the balls. I moved and get hit in the balls, and I went right out the door. Right before I went to the door, I said, "Kids, go to your room." I went outside, I walked back and forth between the garage and the house, just like, what is going on, what happened, how did this, you know what I mean? Like, I was in shock of why I couldn't go on the ATV, and then getting kneed in the balls. It was just kind of a, what the hell just happened? And then I was just like, I took this out to go put it in the safe, and as I'm going by her, I'm just saying, fuck you, this is ridiculous, I can't believe we did this, and I put it in the safe. That's how it happened.
Did you point the gun at her?
As much as if I was doing this to you, but there was no this. I know the difference. There was no, there was none of that. There was now. I'm not going to take your life. I'm not. It's not. There was none of that at all.
Thanks.
It was just me with my fucking hands like this, yelling and talking, on my way to my safe. That was a threatening manner.
Thank you.
Just a follow up, if you don't mind. So you said it was a Mossberg 500.
Yes.
That's a pump shotgun.
No, mine is a.
See, that's how much
what's
I know. It's not
my
gun.
Company
it's
not my
gun
that
just
went out of business?
For.
Remington? Winchester?
Remington?
No.
That's whatever gun would be on file.
Anyway,
like,
I think it's Winchester. I got it from a place down the street. I know the gun company was going out of business. And then... Anyway.
It should be on file. I don't know. They grabbed it.
What
Remington.
I see.
It's
a Remington.
Right,
oh, you're
so,
good.
So yeah, a Remington. So a Remington 1100.
Yes.
All right. So that's a semi-automatic shotgun.
It's a double purpose. Okay.
I'm just going by what was seized, and.
Then again, I might not know how much because
it's
not
even
my shotgun.
And so it was just the. For semi, it's just the action's open. There's no. It doesn't break open.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, again, we sort of went back to what state it was in. So it seemed like the action was just open.
Can I?
We'll get to you.
Okay.
I'm just asking from what you remember.
I remember it being a part. So if it's not a part the right way that I'm remembering, it was a part.
Okay, so we went from a park to have it broken open like a double barrel.
I guess I'm not very clear on that there. I remember it was a park on the couch. All right,
thank you.
I had it a park to clean it. I clean it.
What time of day did this happen? The incident with the waving the gun? And
2:00 PM.
All right. How, were you at the house or did you arrive at the house?
No, we're at the house. We all came back to the house.
When did you start drinking?
Around noon.
And what were you drinking?
Voodoo Ranger.
And how much did you have?
One tall can. Tall can probably is my second one.
All right. Is that intoxicated or no? What do you think?
For me at that state, no. Back then, no. Like, you know what I mean? I would be buzzed. It's I'm not going to pass an alcohol test. But for me,
All right. You mentioned that you went to classes in psychologist or psychiatrist as ordered by the court.
Yes.
Now, we don't have any documentation of any of that, any successful completion.
Yeah, no, the only thing my lawyer gave me was the completion of the court. He had said that was going to be or should be enough. I didn't want to pay the $2,500 that he wanted me to pay after everything that I've been through with the court and everything. We're just, I make good money, but it doesn't seem to be enough.
Now, you could have got your medical records, though, or a completion certificate or something to show that you actually successfully completed some type of course or training.
Right here, I just was hoping, you're right.
But you don't have that?
No.
Because we don't have it here.
Right, I just thought that would be something that would be common knowledge if you guys looked into the case as to why the court dismissed my case. I would trust in their decision as to why they dismissed my case and returned all property. That's what I was, I understand.
Yeah, we tend to like to see something from a doc saying you're okay. You know, you've actually completed a course and and you're okay to carry firearms, actually.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
I definitely do or could provide that.
That's good. Needed.
Okay. So the gun was in the holster. The magazine was loaded, but there was no round in the chamber.
Not at all, sir.
Okay. Now, your wife obviously was concerned about this because she went to the police.
Mm-hmm.
So the gun's in the holster. She can't tell whether that gun has a round in the chamber or not. Correct? I mean, if the gun's in the holster,
Okay. She
can't look inside and all.
True.
So I guess under those circumstances, you're having an argument with someone and you're waving a gun in a holster around. She doesn't know whether it's loaded or not. She doesn't know whether it's around the chamber or not. And she obviously was frightened by the situation. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gone to the police.
Correct.
So you can see why this is. Right. Any other questions on board? Okay. Do you have any witnesses you'd like to call?
Yes, sir. Okay. This is Allison Lynn.
Yes,
I think that it's important for you guys to know a little bit of my background first. I was married to a Marine who had PTSD for 8+ years in the Marine Corps, and there was verbal, physical, mental stuff from him. And there was a shooting incident that we had at our house when we lived in North Carolina with him. But so that's where my brain is coming from. So sorry, this is ridiculous. I'm crying. Anyway, so that's where my brain's coming from. So with the incident at the house, he had wanted to go, this is where the ice cream come from. He wanted to go get ice cream. He was gonna take the kids. I said that I'll come. So we all went to go get ice cream. When we went to come back, I think it was a little later than 2 that the incident happened, because it was getting dark outside and the three-wheeler doesn't have lights on it, which is one of the reasons that I didn't want him to take the baby out at night or take the baby out regardless. So the baby was in the car seat behind me when I was telling him that he couldn't take him on the three-wheeler, and then So when the incident, and then he grabbed my arm, and then I like gestured to knee him in the balls to get him off of me, which then he went outside. The kids went upstairs, he went outside and was like pacing around, and then came back inside, and as he's coming inside, he took the pistol in the holster. He talks with his hands a lot, but he took his pistol with the holster, and I don't even remember what he was saying. Just, I don't know, pissed off at mother, whatever, me, and goes, walks past me, and he puts the pistol in the, to the safe. But I was worried about the kids. We have two, what, 15-year-olds at the time? And
two kids were at their stepdad's. Only my kids were.
I'm present. Just saying, like, in the house.
No, right.
Not at that time. But with our safe, all the kids would have had to do is break the glass, and then they could have taken whatever they wanted. So I that made me nervous with all these, like, kids being bullied and going crazy at school. I don't know. There was a bunch of stuff on the news with kids doing messed up stuff. So I was like, we need a safe where the nobody can just break the glass and then take whatever they want. So he bought the safe, and we were actually transferring the guns from one safe to the other safe. And then he was cleaning the guns before we were putting them in the safe. When he was, I don't know if you were done cleaning the shotgun or didn't clean it yet, I don't remember, but we left it on the couch because we were cleaning it to go get the ice cream in the first place. So when all that happened, my brain goes back to my ex-husband at the time, which I think escalated the whole situation anyway in my mind. So I went to the police station, and I didn't even go in. I was like in the parking lot, and then one of the cops came out and was talking to me, and then I don't know which cop it was. When the state police got there, they were like not listening to one thing I was saying, and just wanted some information. I don't know, they wanted what they wanted to hear out of me. And I'm like, well, that's not what's happening. You're not listening to what I'm saying. And they're like, well, and then they wanted me to make a report to write everything down, and I was like, I'm not writing it down when you're not listening to what I'm saying in the first place. And then I asked them if I had to write a report or not, and they said, the Winsted cop was nice, but the state cops were not. But he said I didn't have to write one. So then I left. But I wasn't going to write down a statement when they're not listening to what I'm saying in the first place. So that's what.
Do you remember when they came to the house and they asked about the
fact? Let her testify, please.
Well, that's what happened.
Do you have any cross-examination?
Just a couple. Ma'am, was the appellant aware of your personal history that you... I appreciate you sharing that with all
the appellant?
Yes, he is, ma'am. Yeah.
Is he aware of
Was he aware of what you had experienced? I'm very sorry that you did with your ex-husband.
Some of it.
Okay. So he was, at the time of his behavior, aware that you had experienced some pretty horrific things at the hands of somebody else.
Some of the stuff.
She's very affected. If I move fast, she'll flinch like I hit her. I don't touch her.
It's her turn, not yours.
So you were fearful of him, though. Regardless of whether it was based on your past that he was aware of, you were fearful at the time.
I didn't think that he was gonna shoot anyone. I wasn't scared for my life.
So no. Why did you go to the police, ma'am?
Because I was
I can't even talk about stuff without getting emotional, but I just didn't know what to do. I drove there and I was like pacing around the parking lot. But I don't know, my family doesn't live anywhere close, or I would have just driven there instead.
But you did go for support to the police. That was the purpose, right? To get out of the house?
Yeah, but I wasn't fearful for my life or anything, or I still wouldn't be with him.
And how old was the baby that you brought with you at the time?
This was in what? I think he was still
June
in a baby car seat.
Yeah.
So.
Under a year.
Yeah, under a year.
Oh. No further questions. Thank you.
Board have any questions? Anyone? Okay. All right. So.
Did you have a?
Could I say?
Do you have a redirect to her or?
Yeah, you can ask her questions.
You can ask her
a question
based on what she said.
No, I don't want to bring it up. I want them to understand that situation, but I don't want to ask you questions.
Okay.
So, but this is why that was an emotional reaction that happened that day. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. When I say it's
okay.
Half and half.
Okay. Well, if there's no questions from the board, then I guess you can make a brief closing statement if you'd like.
The mercy of the board, good man, I would never put my kids in my family, and then they're going to say, well, you did. We all make mistakes. I don't know. I just don't want to lose the opportunity to go hunting with my sons and be stopped from owning a firearm when I defended this country. And I'm 42 years old, and I've been out for 22 years, and I haven't had a problem. I've had my gun for a while. I understand you're just going to look at it in black and white and say, well, this happened, that happened, I get it. But I'll never be in this situation again. I don't care to carry my pistol permit on that. I just want to hunt, so I don't know what you guys can do about that, how you guys are. But you want to restrain me from carrying my pistol on the street? Having that freedom, that okay, but don't take my gun away from me. But I don't know how that works.
Well, thank you. Closing statement?
Just briefly, again, this is a question of suitability. The appellant was gesturing with a firearm, left a firearm on the couch, unattended. There were children in the house. That clearly was very unsafe. He was drinking at the time, indicates that he has not completely stopped drinking and has no evidence of any other kind of mental health treatment or alcohol treatment at this time. Thank you.
I'd like to give a summary of the case.
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is for suitability. The revocation is based on an incident that occurred in June of 2022. And when the appellant got into a verbal argument with his girlfriend over taking one of their children, or a child, on an ATV ride, it was either based on alcohol consumption or the time of day. The argument escalated to the point in which the appellant grabbed his girlfriend by the arm. She attempted to kick him to get him to release. After that, the appellant went outside, came back in, had a handgun in a holster, was gesturing it around, went upstairs, testified he put it in the safe. The appellant's girlfriend went to Winsted Police Department, made a complaint regarding the incident. The case was turned over to the state police based on jurisdiction. The state police went, and based on the verbal statements of the appellant's girlfriend, arrested the appellant. It appears he completed an accelerated rehabilitation program, and his case, and his criminal charges were eventually dismissed.
Okay.
We have.
Comments by the board? Anyone?
Just for the appellant's knowledge, the board only, we can't put restrictions or modifications or anything like that. The board votes either to reinstate the pistol permit or uphold the revocation. That's all we can do by law, by statute, just to give you. We can't put restrictions or modifications, just so you know.
No, I know. I was just trying to tell you my point on it.
No, understood.
Along those lines, even if you don't have a pistol permit, you can still, if you have a certificate of eligibility to buy ammunition or a hunting license, you can still go hunting, you can still buy ammunition, you can still use the long guns. This only applies to whether or not you can carry a pistol in the state of Connecticut. Okay, having no comments, I guess it's time to vote, so we'll start with Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Okay, Ms. Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Okay, Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad?
Issuing authority at this time. I'd like to see the appellant reapply if interested in being able to carry a pistol. And it was important that the board give clarification regarding the use of long guns and hunting.
Okay, I vote for the issuing authority. So it's unanimous for the issuing authority at this time. Again, per what Dr. Conrad said, if after some time has passed and you reapply for a handgun permit and this incident is further in the past and there's no other incidents like that, you don't have any alcohol problems, that's a different question.
No, but what time frame is that? What, 2 to 5 years? What do you guys think is that?
That's up to you. Whatever you think is a suitable amount.
The law.
Well, I don't want to keep coming back every year for you guys to take.
Well, actually, I'm not sure what is the law.
There's no law. It's a revocation.
So yeah, it's not
right.
And that's legal.
You can reapply it.
So it's in my best interest to get a lawyer and reestate this.
At your call.
I'm just asking. Do I appeal this and come back?
Reapply, sir.
Sorry, just
reapply.
You could appeal this decision to the Superior Court.
Then you need a lawyer.
Yep. Or let some time and distance pass.
Yep.
And then apply to the town of Arc Hampstead.
And how does that work? Is this something that you guys still have a say in?
No,
that's between you
just
and
like
the town.
We're applying
it's
all
only if you're
again.
Denied would we have a say in it again. And you just decided to appeal again, you'd be back here.
But your denial of me having a pistol permit right now is not going to affect me years from now?
You have to put it on your application.
It may.
Okay.
You can reapply for a new one, is what they're trying to tell you. You go through your town again. The thing you did initially when you got your permit.
Okay.
So this has been revoked, and if you wait some time and get your ducks in a row a little bit more, you could start again and apply for your town, and then it goes to the state police again, just like you did the first time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you both. Good luck.